from KQED.
If you've heard anything about hydraulic fracturing, you've probably heard about places like West Texas. 30 years ago, the oil industry here went bust. Now, it's booming.
We don't do things the way they used to do.
Ben Shepard heads the Permian Basin Petroleum Association, a regional trade group in West Texas. He's standing next to a towering rig that's drilling a new oil well on the outskirts of Midland.
In the 20s, a frack job was, once you drill a hole, you drop TNT down the hole and crack the rock that way. That was an old-fashioned frack job.
Fracking technology has come a long way since then. Oil companies drill horizontally underground along a layer of oil-saturated shale rock. Then they inject water mixed with sand and chemicals into the well at high pressure. That cracks the rock, releasing the oil inside. Shepard says companies are spending $1 billion a month on drilling in West Texas. But that activity has brought new attention and new rules on things like the spacing of wells.
The city of Midland updated their drilling ordinance to require setback distances and to require notification of landowners.
Around the country, regulating fracking has been largely up to state, county, and even city governments. In places where hundreds of new wells have gone in, like Colorado and Pennsylvania, the battles have gotten ugly.
I think we were late to this game.
Bill Alio is with the nonprofit Environmental Working Group. He says just a few years ago, it wasn't clear if fracking was widespread in California, so he asked state regulators.
They said, we don't need to frack here. We don't need to get gas out of the ground that way. But it turns out we've been getting oil out of the ground that way for decades.
For 5 decades, according to California's Division of Oil, Gas, and Geothermal Resources. The agency doesn't require drillers to specifically report fracking, so it couldn't say where it's been happening. That began to worry Alio as issues emerged around the country.
There's been well blowouts, there's been spills into water bodies, there's been contamination of groundwater.
And there have been reports of health effects. But in most cases, the studies haven't been conclusive on whether fracking was responsible.
Maybe some is true, maybe some isn't, but we're pretty sure there's enough solid evidence now to ask more questions, to get better scrutiny, to make sure here in California that we're up to the task.
Alio's group co-sponsored a bill in the state legislature that would have required more disclosure about fracking, but it failed 2 years in a row amid opposition from the oil industry. Now, state regulators are stepping in. They're drafting fracking regulations for the first time.
We've heard this often. This was an unregulated activity. And that's a statement that we strongly disagree with.
Tupper Hull was a lobbyist with the Western States Petroleum Association.
This is a state where industrial activities and certainly oil and gas production activities are heavily regulated.
But because of the new attention, Hull says many oil companies are now voluntarily reporting where they're fracking.
We recognize that there's a desire on the part of a lot of people to see disclosure, and we fully expect that we will be required to disclose the chemicals that are used in hydraulic fracturing, the location of hydraulic fracturing.
Regulators confirm that disclosure is what they're aiming for.
What these regulations are focusing on is really to make sure the operators are pre-planning the frack job to make sure that it is done correctly, monitoring during fracking, and reporting after.
Tim Kustick is with California's Division of Oil and Gas.
A lot of this has, you know, already been going on. It just hasn't been captured in regulations. It's just industry's best practice.
Kustick says the regulations won't make drillers disclose the precise chemical recipe of their fracking fluids. That's considered a trade secret. And when it comes to monitoring groundwater around fracking sites to detect contamination, Kustick says that will likely be left to the State Water Resources Control Board. Then there's one other issue.
You don't want to be hydraulically fracturing an active fault.
Mark Zoback is a geophysicist at Stanford University. He says the likelihood that fracking would cause a big earthquake is relatively low, but there could be an issue with the wastewater. Drillers often dispose of it by injecting it back underground, which builds up pressure.
It takes a big fault to make a big earthquake, and it's sort of a no-brainer. You don't inject into pre-existing faults, especially big ones.
State regulators aren't likely to deal with that in the fracking regulations, but Zoback says it's something they'll have to pay attention to.
You know, it's not hydraulic fracturing is good or hydraulic fracturing is bad, hydraulic fracturing is safe or hydraulic fracturing is unsafe. On a case-by-case basis, you have to consider what's safe to do and what's not.
Officials hope to finalize California's first fracking regulations sometime next year. I'm Lauren Sommer, KQED News.
Support for KQED science and environment coverage is provided by the S.D. Bechtel Jr. Foundation, the David B. Gold Foundation, and the Dirk and Charlene Cabsonell Foundation.